Morning, everybody. Mate, just no pressure. Do you know what I mean? What's it like? Alan, kind of asked me to share. Pamela had shared last week, if yous were here, about the wee lassie that we were prayed for in the hospital who had a brain tumour. And so, as we were talking, we realised that I'd shared a few things with Alan before, and that I'd prayed for somebody who was in a coma. And it was a different person. So Alan asked me to share this morning. so I just before I share it, I just wanted just to say something, because I'd wrote something down this morning before I shared. I hope Alan doesn't mind, because he's always saying to me 5 minutes. And he's looking at me. I googled expectation. Because, you know, I've only been here 9 months, and obviously there's a lot of things happening, and we've been saying a lot of things. John Scott was saying about, you know, we need to change our mindsets about things, and weary warriors and stuff. And Chris Hayes, or Rick Hayes, I think it's Rick Hayes, he was saying about challenging the church. And so I felt, you know, I googled the expectation, a strong belief that something will happen, to expect something to happen. And then I looked up faith, and it's believing and being sure of what you hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And so I just wanted to share about I've left the Elam Church, Elam Pentecostal Church. I went for 23 years, and God had said to me it was time to move, which was quite big, because 23 years you're used to being in a church. It's quite a big church with 200 to 300 people and a big band and stuff. But I'd spoke to Alan, met with Alan, and I had a chat with him. I had a chat with the pastor for Elam, and God had said to me it wasn't about the big band and the 200 to 300 people. It was his presence and his purpose and plan for my life. And so I didn't know, to be honest, what that was. All I knew was that God wanted me to come. So I've been here 9 months, and lots of things have been happening. But today, Alan's want me to share. What had happened was the Elam Church started getting bigger. It got knocked down twice. And so they started to have like 3 meetings. And I was going to the church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and prayer meetings and stuff. And that was fine. And then just one Sunday, I decided I was going to go to this third meeting, because it was worship. I love to worship and dance. I've started dance yet, but you'll see that in the future. I don't know if Alan's too keen about that. I went to this third meeting, and everything was fine. I had a cracking morning and a cracking night. Everything was fine. And all of a sudden, I got a pain in my head. And it wasn't a normal like pain. Like, I've got a sore head. Could you give me a painkiller? I can feel this sore head coming on. I never had anything. It was like a vice. And it started to get really, really sore and really, really sore, to the point I thought I need to go home. I was enjoying the worship, but I just couldn't because of this pain. So on the way home, I lived in a house that had 3 bedrooms, and I lived myself. So I went, it was that long ago, it was videos. And my dad was still alive and all that, so I'm not to my dad's, and I go, the American wrestling, don't slag me about that. Yeah, I know you're going to say it's no real, but it is. So I got the American wrestling, got a paper and my Pepsi, and I sat in my living room, and I was reading the paper. And normally guy stuff, football, whatever, and I came to this page, and it said that 4 teenagers had stolen a car, and this wee lassie went through the windscreen and had serious head injuries, and she was in a coma. Normally I would just dismiss that and think, oh, well, they stole a motor anyway, so, but actually, it was pure like, wow, God had actually spoke to me, and it is in the Bible, but it's very rare that God speaks to people in an audible voice. And I freaked, because I'd been a Christian about 7 years and I hadn't experienced this, because God speaks to you in different ways through the Bible. Somebody gives you a word. But I was like, wow. And God said to me, I want you to pray for this wee lassie. And I thought, well, I'll go down on my knees and I'll pray. I'm in the house myself. I don't know what I was doing. And I was embarrassed. I don't know why I was embarrassed, because that's not normally me. And so I went to pray. I put my light out, and God stopped me and said, no, I actually want you to go to the hospital. And I was like, oh, hold on a minute, God. This is out of my comfort zone. Are you kidding me on? God says, no, I want you to go. Now, I hadn't finished the story, and I looked, and I thought, wow, I thought I better read that. I read the story, and she was in the Southern General Hospital in the neurological building. And so I could actually walk it in 20 minutes. So you can imagine I was just terrified. Me terrified, but there you go. So I phoned a woman who's 30 years a Christian. She said, "Tam, they'll put you in a straitjacket." I'm like, "Well, I'm not going to go hallelujah, praise the Lord." You know, and I told her what had happened, and she says, "Oh, I don't know." So I didn't hear anything after that. But what I did feel was a strong presence of God really kind of upon me, just kind of getting stronger and stronger. And I was looking at the teletext. I was looking at the papers. I was praying, "God, please don't let this real lassie die. If you want me to do this, then you need to open my door. You need to do something." So Monday went by, Tuesday went by, Wednesday went by. And a woman who I used to take to the church, I was just going out to the shops, and she was walking by my flats, and she said, "Oh, there you are." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She said, "Every time somebody comes up to see you, you're never in," because I was always out talking about God and telling people about Jesus. I was never in. And I'm like, "Well, come up for a cup of tea." So we had a cup of tea, and she said to me, "What do you think of Susan's wee lassie being in a smash?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Susan." I'm like, she went, "A wee lassie, Michelle, she's in a coma." And I'm like, "Oh, no." So having, like, you know, you can see, like, it's like a jigsaw pulling together. Pieces were coming together, and I'm like, "Oh, wow. God did speak to me. Oh, dearie me." I was like, "Oh." So I'm like, "Oh, no." So she said, "You need to phone Kevin Pete, the pastor. You need to phone her mum." No, the connections were through the lassie that I banged into when I was going to shops that I used to take to church. This woman, I met this woman at a Holy Communion. With that lassie that was in the Christmas in the coma at a Holy Communion 3 years before that, I hadn't recognised her because I hadn't seen her for a long, long time. And I was like, "Wow." So I phoned her mum, and her mum dropped the phone crying. I says, "Look, God said, is it okay to pray for your daughter?" And she cried, and she dropped the phone. They said she'd be in a wheelchair, or there was no hope for her. She was in a coma. And so I phoned Kevin Pete, and he said, "Go." And I was like, "Oh, no." I thought he was going to say, "No, don't go." And I was like, "Oh, wow." This is now Wednesday. Thursday, the phone goes, and her mum phoned me and said, "Tam, could you please come to the hospital?" Now, just to digress a wee bit, I know I shouldn't digress a wee bit, but this wee woman that I met out in the street, and I met them at the Holy Communion, that woman herself's daughter had fell off a roof, and they said that she would never use her right hand again. And Colin Dye was at the church. I don't know if some of you probably heard of Colin Dye. I couldn't get out of this years and years ago. Colin Dye came to Aylam, and he was praying for people to be healed when his own daughter had to be turned and moved because she had some kind of illness that you stop breathing if you don't move it. And I was like, how can this guy pray for healing when his own daughter's even? But he prayed for that wee lassie that fell off the roof, and a week later, she was healed. They said she wouldn't right where on again. Now, the connections were that woman knew that. She knew that God could heal people. And she said, "Tam, come to the hospital." So I went. We went into the ward, and as we went into the ward, there was things in her head, in her mouth, and up her nose, and the machine was just bleeding. And a leg moved, and I was like, "Wow." And the nurse came up, who'd done a double shift, and she says, "Mrs. Devine, that's just a reaction. Don't get your hopes up." And I'm like, "All right." I says, "Well," I says, "I'm a Christian." I said, "Is it okay if I pray for her?" And she said, no problem." I says, "I believe that God's going to heal her." And she looked at me, and I said, "Could they tell me what the problem was?" It's the swelling in the brain and the blood clots. And I said, "I believe in specific prayer." And she said, "Okay." So she pulled the curtains back, and me and her mum prayed for her. And we were crying and stuff. And we walked away, and her leg shook. 3 years later, I phoned up in Castlemilk, and this woman answered the phone, and she was screaming, and she's saying, she used the F word, but I won't use that. She's awake. And I was like, "Wow." I nearly dropped the phone. I was like, "Wow." I said, "That's incredible." And she said, "I want what you've got." I said, "Well, I've got Jesus. You can have that." And so that was that. But it was just to encourage you guys, you know, that was a long time ago. I couldn't forget that. You know, when you have an experience, an encounter like that, it just totally changes your mindset and your frame of mind and stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, there's lots of times, like Pamela was saying last time, it's actually God opportunities. You know what I mean? I used to be thinking, "Oh." But it's actually, you know, when people say, you know, I kind of go out and talk to people, and I say, I used to see a guy in Cardonald, and he was always in pain, taking tablets, and he'd be like, "Oh, I'm walking the dog." I said, "What's wrong?" "Oh, I've been to doctors, been to consultants, been to hospitals." I says, you're in pain? He said, aye. I said, why don't you try God? And he looked at me and went, what? I said, well, do you like being in pain? And that confuses me because I think, wow, you know, if I was in pain or whatever, I'd be rushing in. Do you know what I mean? And I just want to say that it wasn't something that was easy for me. And I think when we share that story, you understand it wasn't easy. But it was just that Alan said to me to share, and I wanted to say, because of things, you know, John Scott been sharing about changing my mindset, and Rick Hayes saying to challenge, I want to say to the guys in the church, you know, that I know that people have been praying for a long time for things to happen and God to move. And I want to encourage you and say that God is answering their prayers. It's happening. Do you know what I mean? No, the ark and other things, the building, there's things happening. And I want to get you excited, you know, and say, look, you can tell I'm still excited, 26 years, and I'm still excited about Jesus because I just love Jesus. And I just want to say, you know, there was another thing that I said that I was just wrote down was Mark 16 and 17. And it was just, I just picked it wee bits. Even like, you know, in John 14, 12, Jesus says, you can do greater things than him. And it's about believing. And we need to, you know, say, God, you know, maybe I need to believe more. Maybe I need to have more faith more. Maybe I need to expect more. Because God is the God of miracles. And I want to say, listen, it's the same God. Do you know what I mean? And so I just want to encourage you and to say, look, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, she just touched his garment. And the bleeding stopped. Do you know, I heard the story about a woman called Tracy who was in Elam. And she's watching that God channel. I think it's 65. It's on the Freeview box. I heard this 3 weeks ago. I've not had a chance to talk to Tracy. Now, I seen her at a conference and she was really ill. I don't know what her condition was, but she couldn't walk, couldn't do nothing. And it was seeming to get worse for years. I've known her for real many years. And she was watching the TBN, the Christian Channel 65. She went out and went to the toilet and came back and realised, wow, God healed me. Nobody prayed for her. Nobody laid hands on her. Nobody was there. So I just want to encourage you and just say, I give God all the glory and all the thanks. In Jesus' name.